Good day, listeners. We present to you our podcast, Wounded Hearts, Wounded Churches. We discuss a variety of topics that are important to the church. Examples include sexual abuse, all types of addictions, religious abuse, and recovery. This platform provides counseling sessions, meaningful question and answer, and a counseling continuum. Our co-hosts include Ms. Lolita, Personnel Director, Mrs. Tennille, our Technical Director. We have an impressive array of program contributors. And I'm your host. My name is Prince, founder of Antioch Youth Center, 501(c)(3) program, licensed counselor, now retired. So join in this exciting podcast, Wounded Hearts, Wounded Churches, and be a part of the healing process.
A special guest, he was here last week, and he always gets his numbers. I mean, we counted at least 100 on two of our platforms, and there's 8 more. So we're glad for those who did chime in last week. We have Pastor Larry Brown here, Wynn, Arkansas, is where he hails from, ministering as a pastor for the past, about 50 years, 45, 50 years. He has an extensive outreach in Africa. His platforms, over 1,000 now. We're going to hear about that. But our focus has been the young people, how he won so many of them and how he's keeping them. Brother Brown, how can people contact you if they want to give to that outreach in Africa?
Yes, the number would be 870-494-5638. That is good for Zelle and Cash App, 870-494-5638.
All right. So do we have some pictures about that African outreach to our director?
Yes, we do. Here we go.
Wow. Wow, look at the crowd there.
Wow, huge.
What's going on here?
Now, that is our third and biggest congregation, about 2,000 in that congregation alone.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's our second congregation that was started in the village in the country, and they have people standing outside almost every night. They can't squeeze everybody in.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's our very first one, and they got the same problem. We don't have enough building. We need to get a bigger building to hold the people.
And so many young people there. That's what we're talking about tonight.
I would say we got about almost 2,000 young people and about 700 adults. That's a pretty good.
Yes, a fair amount.
We are blessed to have so many young people.
I know. Tell us about your TikTok outreach. How's that coming?
Yes, we started a TikTok ministry. I was surprised to see how it kicked off. We've been on it for a month now, and we put in something different, like a 2-minute sermon nightly, every 24 hours. And so far, we've gotten combined over 10,000 views, almost 4,000 likes, and we always average between 2 to 500 views, definitely in less than 24 hours. It's amazing.
A lot
of young people.
Wow. Yes. And that is true. Wow. That is young people's platform.
A lot of young people have signed on as followers, you know, and so I'm like, praise the Lord. It's so many different ways that we can reach people.
It is. And again, saints, this is the new genre for communication in this year, 2023. And again, last month alone, 80 million people got on a podcast. So this is your podcast. Join in with us. We love to have you at any time. Lord bless you. All right. So Brother Brown, again, what's your phone number? If someone wants to get to that African route, what's your number?
Yeah, 870-494-5638.
Right. Friends, again, if you want to contact us tonight for questions or comments, you can. That number is 1-866-538-3664. 1-866-538-3664. Also for email, you can do that, reeechone@aol.com. Again, that email is reeechone@aol.com. For our counseling, you can call. Also, that number is 478-283-9093, 478-283-9093. All right. Brother Brown, how did you attract those young people? What did you do? How did you reach out to them?
I think what attracted the young people was, I guess, looking, they saw how we, first of all, was taking care of their parents. For example, most of them are widows. Widows. Yeah. And they saw how we just start taking care of their parents and then make sure the children had their needs taken care of. And I think the kids, the young people just fell in love with us, you know. It was like, to them, it was like impossible that someone would care about them so much way on the other side of the world.
And, you know, Barna did a study on young people. And what they found is that over 50% said that they attend the church because they know someone deeply cares about them.
Yes.
That's from a Barna research. So numbers are quite high when they know someone cares for them.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, so go ahead, please, huh?
Well, no, I was going to say, you know, in America, we got public school. Of course, we can't get the kids to go, but we got free public school. Over there, there is no free public school. You got to pay.
Right.
To go to school.
Yeah.
You know, and so we go, you know, so we pay for our widow children to go to school, and they appreciate that a whole lot.
Wow. Wow. Are the parents affected by their children coming to church now?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. In fact, I was surprised to see so many these young boys, 14, 15 year olds, shouting just as much in church as the older people.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Tell us about the lawyer. You mentioned a lawyer last week.
Yes. You know, the lawyer, it's a funny thing because her father, he's a very rich man there, and he has a lot of apartments, and he was renting out to our first widow, and he just couldn't, he just respected her life so much.
Wow.
That he tried to get everybody in the building to be like her. But he came to her one day. He said, "I got this daughter who's a lawyer." And, you know, they have culture, they're strong culture.
Strong.
And she was doing a lot of things that displeased her father, you know, nightclubs and smoking. And I think she had a baby. And so he asked the widow, "Can you do anything to help my daughter, the lawyer?" So she said, "I'll speak to her." So she invited the lawyer to service. Why did she do that? Because Jesus got a hold of her and she never quit coming.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Amen.
Never quit coming. And she decided that she didn't want to be a lawyer no more. She wanted to be a full-time janitor in the Lord's house.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, our lawyer, and she's good now. She's never lost a case.
Wow.
So she got a big thing there. But she's a full-time janitor. She keeps the church open for people to come and pray. She's there early in the morning. She's there late at night when service closed. She just loves the things of God, brother.
Wow, beautiful.
Excellent testimony.
Oh, yes.
Friends, now our time is just about half gone already. You need to chime in. Again, that number is 1-866-538-3664. 1-866-538-3664. We had some questions come in last week, Pastor. Well, one, Miss Ashley said, "Praise God." That was her comment. So we thank her for her calling in, and that encourages us to keep on going.
It's true. Very true. Yeah.
Also, you mentioned the question, the person, they called in about certain standards that their congregation holds, sports, et cetera. They mentioned the issues in braids. And friends, we talked about that last week. Go to your ministry and talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, communicate with them. Is that right, Pastor Brown?
That's
to go talk to them and find it.
That's right.
I found out in my counseling apparatus that's the basis of getting help when you talk.
And that's the truth. Communication, yes.
Communication is
that's
very
right.
important.
That's right.
And when I understand this can be sometime awkward going to the pastor, you know, talking to them. But it's got to be done sometime because questions do come up.
Pastor, yes,
communication is important, isn't it?
Yes, very important.
And again, it can be awkward sometime, but it's got to be done. Because many times, case in point, I was counseling years ago a young man in a certain place. He was about 13 years old. And he would beat up his sister all the time. Hmm. So talk about it and talk about it. And he would blame her and she'd blame him. We had a family session. Come to find out, that was not the reason. His father would abuse his mother and he would watch that. So with that, that is normal. So there many times, if you go to the past, you can find out there are other things wrong that just root issue that was promoting maybe being upset with the church or whatever. So communication is really important. Pastor, is it important to communicate with the people and talk to them?
It's very important. In fact, I tell my people, nothing is too small to not bring up. You know, whatever is going on, let's talk about it. Always good to talk about it so we have clear understanding and we can know where the need is so we'll know how to pray better, you know. Because if you hold, I tell them, if you hold something in, you're just going to dam up your blessing. You know, you got to let things out.
It's true.
So we got to keep communication. Don't hold nothing in. Even God don't want you to hold nothing in, you know. Let every request be made known to him.
It's true.
Otherwise, you kind of dam up the river. So talk about it. Communicate.
Very, very important. And when you go to talk to the pastor and answer to the question here, go with the mindset of unity.
Yes.
Unity is an attitude. That's who we are. We are a group. We're not individuals per se.
Right.
We're one body. So when you go to the pastor, keep that in mind. Look, we're one body. I'm part of the body. He's part of the body.
Yes. Amen.
To the idea of staying together.
That's right.
Is that correct?
That's so important because I often remind my people that the Holy Spirit is like a dove. He don't like no kind of confusion. If he see that we're not in unity, he's going to leave.
Amen.
He like peace.
Right.
And that's the only atmosphere he will work in. So I tell you, you're right. Let us work together always in unity.
Right.
You know, always. We must keep that if we want the Spirit of God in our midst.
Because look at what you are doing over there, you know, with unity with your people. You know, God's moving it and it's having an effect when you work together. The devil does not like that. He likes division and strife.
He loved that. Yes, that's right. And the Holy Spirit likes that. He liked that. He liked peace. He will only work in peace.
And again, this problem that they're having, if you're the minister is saved and you're saved, you can work those things out. You really can. Years ago, I had an issue with some things that came up years ago, and we had so many meetings. It was in another state that I'm in now, and we discussed it and discussed. And sometimes it might take 4, 5, 6 meetings to discuss it. And if you're both safe, you can work those things out. And God's in the middle of working those things out for you.
Right. So
it might take a year or two or three or four. But again, when you have the mindset of unity, staying together, you can discuss some things. And if you can't work it out, at least you can discuss it and still be in, like you mentioned, Pastor, still be in love. Isn't that right? You can still love one another and, amen, be able to work things out.
Looks like he froze there for a moment.
Now, friends, some issues you can't work out at times. But still, you can love that person and they can love you. And God can work on hearts and on minds to maintain the unity.
That's true.
It does said that we should entreat. Now, in the past, going to the pastor again, a little bit awkward, but you should go to him, like the pastor, and treat him as a father. I would not want to go disrespectful or this or that, but to go in as a father, the preacher gives you respect back and forth. Is that right, Pastor Brown? Giving that mutual respect. And again, we're going in with the attitude of the mindset to maintain unity. And again, if you're both saved and love God and you go in together, then you can begin to work those things out. So as far as your question, things do come up. I've been counseling, I'm retired now, 800,000 hours professional counseling. And we just discussed things. And I was at a program when I was in college with a psychiatrist. And he was saying that he usually counsels 2 and 3 years with people. So some things do take time.
The time.
It's not gonna be done in two or three sessions or two or three discussions. I'm going to take some time, and I've got to listen, hear what they're saying, and be able to understand. But if it's done in love, with the mind to reconcile, to stay together, you can do a lot more. Like the Bible says, two is better than one. Any questions for our listeners tonight?
No, but I did have wanted to piggyback on that. It takes the right mindset, I think, to want to get the help that you need to communicate. Because if you're coming in blaming or looking for fault, we're not going to get anywhere. But if you have a sincere heart and you really want to get things fixed, I think there is hope for any situation.
That's true. That when you come into the office of the pastor or to the counseling room or to a friend, that mindset is very important. The pastor mentioned last week about love and how when we both love, we can work things out. We're both pulling in the same direction. We're not pulling one east, one west.
Right.
So when you're rowing a boat, we're going in circles, different directions. But if you're rowing together,
yes.
And again, that idea to endeavor together. And again, it might take a couple of years. It might take that. So, and some things you may not be able to endeavor, but you can still be in love. And love is shown.
It's true.
You reach out, you know, because again, and God's at work. And when you love the person that you're working with, that you're talking with, God's in the mix and he can work those things out. And friends, he will. That's why we're here for three reasons: reconciliation, healing within the Church of God. Because issues do arise. I think one brother said, where there are people, there are problems. And that is true.
The truth.
No matter who you are.
That is the truth.
I mentioned a couple of years ago, I said, even in my own life, I have problems in my own heart. I want Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Why I'm on sugar, so I got to work that out within this guy here. So problems are just, that's part of life. Is that right, Pastor? Problems part of life?
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
And they've got to be worked out, don't they, in love, like you said last week.
Yeah, and listen, I told somebody, problem is like mosquitoes in the tropic. We have plenty of them.
That's true. That's true. They're all around.
Can avoid them. My goodness.
Well, friends, our time is gone. Pastor, any last minute words for us? Maybe talk to someone, Pastor, who's left the church. They've been wounded. What is your counsel tonight to them?
My counsel to them is Psalms 68. It starts off with the word let, L-E-T. And in the next three verses, it mentioned let six times. To remind them, God wants to help, but he can't if they won't let him.
Amen. Pastor, is being humble a part of reconciliation and forgiveness?
Yes, sir. Very much so. Yes, sir. Very much so. In fact, only the humble will hear. So, yes, it's very important.
Well, we thank the pastor tonight for his endeavors and his contributions. And for our director helping us out, and Mr. Drummer of the program. And friends, this is Wounded Hearts Moving Churches tonight. Our time is gone again. We thank you for our director, for our pastor being here. And my name is Prince. We'll be here next week. Lord, welcome. May the Lord bless you.